Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Adam Duggan's got a busy weekend coming up. He's got Cascada Rostrum in today at Gosford. Morning, Adam.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good. This horse goes pretty well. It goes well after a little freshen by the looks of it.
Yeah, that's right, mate. He's all his old form looks like he wants a mile. We tried that with him, and he just wouldn't hold any sort of form trying to sort of train him that way. So we just worked out that keeping him on the real fresh side and running him over 6 furlongs seems to be racing well. So just nice and mad fresh, and just trying to trick him into winning a race.
And I think putting the blinkers on him 3 runs ago made a difference too, by the looks of it.
Yeah, definitely. We put the blinkers on him at Canterbury about 5 or 6 runs ago now, over 1550, and James McDonald rode him, and he come out on him and just about couldn't hold him in front that day. And he said, look, I think you could leave the blinkers on to bring him back in distance. So I took his advice and just kept him nice and fresh, left the blinkers on. He seems to be racing well without winning.
Well, hopefully today you'll get the money with him. He'll go one better.
Yeah, let's hope so. It's some good form around him. Star boy too, that just got beaten in the morning. So we'll see what we can do.
Now, looking forward to Saturday, 1,200 metres, the third there. You've got Sir Elton in. How's he travelling?
He's great. He's come through his Randwick win, really well, and he's trained on beautifully. Everything's gone good and perfect since Randwick, so I'm really looking forward to Saturday.
What did Huey say to you after he won on him the other day, Adam? What sort of a rap did he give?
Look, he pretty well just said, like what he said to the media, he thinks he's got a bright future. He was really taken by his maturity for such a young horse and so inexperienced. He said he's got a lovely temperament, which with his ability should take him a long way. So that were his thoughts. We didn't really get into how far he'll get as far as what level he gets or anything like that. I think getting on back on top of the ground a little bit on Saturday, he might get a better feel of him. He said he wasn't real comfortable in that heavy ground the other day, so it'd be good to see what he thinks of him after Saturday on this sort of soft six-ish track.
The 1,100 and the heavy, well, you would think that the 1,200 is not going to be a worry to him at all.
That's the way I'm looking at it. Look, he was 1,100 on just about a heavy 10 the other day. he went out really quick his first 3 sectionals, and still won quite well. You would think on a better surface, not going out as quick from a good draw, he shouldn't have any dramas running the 1,200 out, I wouldn't think.
Adam, if all goes well Saturday and he gets the money nicely for you, as we expect, what do you do with him then? Do you give him a freshen and come back for the spring?
Yeah, we're a little bit undecided about that. We're just going to see how Saturday goes. He's in at a, it is a really funny, time. It's really, he's not sort of in within the seasons when the better horses are racing. I'm just not sure whether he has a little freshen and comes back for something in the spring, or he has a bit longer spell. We bring him back for something in the summer with a small preparation, and then maybe head to Brisbane or something. But we'll just see how he races Saturday first. And we'll go from there. I'll get Huey's advice and see what he thinks, and we'll go from there.
Is he one of those horses who's kept improving from day one? Some do, and some sort of show you what they've got very early.
Look, we've known for quite a while that he's had, good ability. He's probably a 2-year-old there. He's still a colt, actually. He'd done a bit of work there with a couple of horses, and I, sort of worked out how, that he went quite well. But I didn't know he went this well, I've got to say. But I think the Wyong win was when he really caught my attention and everyone else's. He sort of went like a jet that day. So, but he's probably crept up on us a bit to get to the horse he's got, sure.
Well, good luck Saturday. Let's hope all goes to plan, because, gee, it's a good problem to have, Adam, isn't it? Trying to figure out what to do with it.
No, it is. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
It's a bit better than saying, where can we try and win a maiden?
That's right. Yeah, that's what I'm used to doing. So, no, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to the some good times ahead with him.
Terrific, mate. Good luck on the weekend.
Thank you very much.